Good afternoon. Well, quite a disappointing session for the Aussie market today. The ASX 200 actually had its worst daily performance in a fortnight, falling 1.2%, closing back below 5,700 points. But really no reason for concern just yet. Yes, the market has dropped by about 1.5% in just 2 days, but the market was up more than 1% last week. And it has been a trend where the market has not headed in the same direction for two straight weeks, really since the middle of March. And that just shows the directionless nature of the market at this point. But today, we did see the big banks under a lot of pressure, the big four down as much as 2%, with National Bank the worst. Some of the smaller miners did okay, but the big end of town struggled, particularly Rio Tinto, which fell about 1.5%, released an underwhelming set of quarterly numbers today. It dug up less iron ore out of the ground in the past quarter, but also sold less to China as well. Oil Search down about 1%. It also was out with its quarterly numbers. Maintenance activities at its facilities in PNG certainly hurt its production. So that's one of the reasons why it fell. Construction group CIMIC, one of the big winners, it rose by more than 1%, was up more than 2% at one stage, all thanks to a solid half-year profit result. So profits for the half were up 22%, just shy of $323 million. Put this down to strong construction and mining activity in its business, and also an acquisition it made last year of an engineering group, UGL. So its cash has increased, cash flow is up, its dividend was up 25%, all these things very well received by investors. On the economic front, it was all about the Reserve Bank board minutes today, which were a bit more optimistic, it seemed, and upbeat than many had expected. So the RBA at this stage, not really overly optimistic, but at least cautiously optimistic at this stage. And they did flag the likelihood of higher wages. They acknowledged the strength of the jobs market at the moment as well. And while interest rates are unlikely to move higher anytime soon, it did see the Aussie dollar actually cracking through two-year highs. So the Aussie at the moment is sitting at the best levels in 2 years, up 7 cents since the start of this year as well. Tonight, we'll have the Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Johnson & Johnson and IBM out with their results.